What's up, nerds? It's Monday, September 18th, 2017. That's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. You're not listening. And you're listening to episode 31 of The Rat King, the number one gaming podcast in the Midwest. I'm Scott Petty. With me, as always, is the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys. Happy birthday, Scott's dad.
Yeah. As well as star of the show, Justin Stokes.
Hello, everyone. Happy birthday, Scott's dad.
Yeah. Shout out to my dad. It's your birthday. You're old. You're 1 year closer to death. And I hope you enjoy it. Anywho, what have you guys been up to this week? let's start with Jose this time.
So same as last week, I didn't really do anything in terms of games.
You said you've been busy eating
turds. It's a new diet. Are you more perturbed at the fact that I said turds instead of shit?
Kind of, but because they're like individual, but also we literally didn't make it 1 minute before someone mentioned shit.
Yeah, well.
We made it 58 seconds into the podcast.
Dude, has that been a recurring thing?
Where talking about shit?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Okay. I pretty much has been drawing a lot and watching a lot of shows or catching up on shows.
Yeah, your Destiny artwork last week was really good.
That was fun. That was really fun. Yeah. Caden Six, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I like him a lot.
It was really good.
After looking through a lot of references and what his armor looked like.
I looked at one Google image and said, "This is pretty close." Yeah. That's what I did. I was like, "Who the fuck's this guy?" Oh, yeah, I get it.
But I finished Dead of Light. Man, it worked. I want to play Final Fantasy 14 now, to the point where I want to play it again.
Oh, Dead of Light. I heard Dead of Light. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been looking into wireless keyboards for my PlayStation 4.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you can chat?
So I can chat.
And do hotkeys and shit?
Yeah. Well, I'd also start playing with a mouse because I didn't like playing with a controller.
Yeah.
So I think I might end up playing, but I'm probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I agree.
I have shit to do.
Can you plug the keyboard into the USB port, and then will it work?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you need a really long cable.
There you go.
Yeah, but you can use Bluetooth ones too, though.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Bluetooth and then a mouse, I think, as well. Nice.
Probably.
I was talking to the guy at Best Buy, and he was trying to explain to me how Bluetooth keyboards work, and I was like, oh man, I don't want to tell him that I know how they work.
Yeah.
Because he was having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've pretty much just been playing like Animal Crossing. Like,
fun.
I didn't realize they added new things to it. Like the whole plus amiibo stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have an amiibo reader, but they have like these like dailies now, like where you have like daily tasks, like, oh, go fish for this thing that appears this day and you get this cat medal or some shit. I'm like, okay, I'm down for more Animal Crossing.
Yeah. They also have that thing where you can, gotta stop that thought.
I also tried out the Octopath demo, if you want to talk about that later.
Yeah, we're gonna get into a lot of Nintendo. Okay. So I also delved into that a bit. Nice. We can chat.
But I mean, other than that, I mean, that's pretty much it. Nothing too fancy in my life.
What have you been watching?
Just anime and Dead of Light and Bones.
Straight up criminal.
Yeah.
Did you say Bones?
Bones, yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, sorry.
So, like, Bones upsets me because I feel like it should have had an ending, like, three seasons in. Mm-hmm. Because after that, you start realizing they're redoing things again. I'm like, I don't like Bones.
It is, I don't like Dr. Bones. My biggest
that's
issue
name
with
I
it.
Forgot.
So, it's Emily Deschanel, right? Mm-hmm. Who's Zoe Deschanel's sister. Blew your mind.
Shit.
What always weirded me out is she's like supposed to be her character is like incredibly smart, but has issues with like social cues and stuff. But the way that they play it out often just makes her sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this stupid woman figured this out. Like it would be the same thing if it was a stupid guy, but it's just like they like this woman is basically a genius. And the way they play stuff, she's like, a flower's not a tree. And they're like, yeah, no shit. What are you talking about?
Well, the most of the problems that I have with it are like, recently in one of the seasons, one of the guys loses his fortune. So he's super rich. And I was like, oh no, I lost all my money. What am I going to do with the fucking, was it like four-figure paying job or some shit?
Four figures?
I don't know.
He made $1,000 to $9,999?
Six figures, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just like, oh no, I work as a fucking CSI guy or some shit. I'm like, okay, I make fucking
It's a good show. Everyone watch it. David Boreanaz. He used to be Angel, and he was on Buffy. And now he's Buffy on Bones.
Oh.
Did you know that the director of Cowboy Bebop is doing a Blade Runner?
Yeah.
Little,
oh, yeah.
Prelude?
Yeah.
So I want to watch the original Blade Runner.
No, you don't.
I do. I like Harrison Ford. I feel like you got to tell me something about Harrison Ford did something bad, and I'm like, damn.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well,
just give it a Google.
He cheated on his wife. And Did he really?
I'm pretty sure.
I assumed.
I think he wrecked his plane at one point, too.
He did crash a plane. That was like 6 months ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I
would want to watch the original Blade Runner before I watch the new one.
Did you watch the original Mad Max before you watch this one?
I feel like I have. I didn't watch the black and white one. I watched the other. I think it might have been, was it Road
Thunderdome?
Warrior?
Yeah,
the one where they kill his dog.
I think that's the first one.
Is it? What was in color?
I don't remember.
Because I think the first one was
a lot of dudes on dirt bikes
in
the desert.
It was. I think it might have been Beyond Thunderdome or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah. I like those movies too.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to see Blade Runner 2049. I'm hoping it's good. I don't know. I want to see it.
What I'm going to watch this coming week, Kingsman.
Yeah, me too. We'll be reporting back on that in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Boy. All right, what about you, Justin? What you been up to?
Just playing some Destiny 2.
How many hours a day, every day, since you got it?
I'm going to say probably 5 or 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
Probably at the end of the week, maybe. I don't know. That's too much math. I'm not going to go into it. Then they'll definitely know that I really can't add up.
Is there a counter or anything that tells you?
No.
No, really? No. That kind of sucks.
I feel like in games like that, you don't want one because there's going to be someone who sees that they've played for 300 hours and go, wow, I could have written a book.
Yeah, because now they have emblems that display like how many matches you've won or how many, like, I don't know, people you've killed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad there's no emblem that says how many hours you've played.
Yeah.
Because that would discourage me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry you feel that way.
No, it's okay.
But are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good.
So there was the release of the raid on Wednesday. We didn't check that out because we don't have enough people.
Mm-hmm.
And then so yesterday there was the release of the new competitive game mode for multiplayer called Trials of the Nine. And we checked that out and it was very bad. Well, you can't win one match, and you have to go 7 matches without losing.
So is the mode very bad, or is it just you guys?
Oh, just us.
Okay.
Just us.
Good. Good to hear.
It's you go like 3 wins, and you get like better gear. You go 5 wins, and you get better gear. And then if you go 7 wins without dying, then that's like your ticket, your big ticket, golden ticket. You go to the very top of the new social space, and you get pretty much like the most powerful stuff you can for like the competitive game mode stuff. So that was released Friday. Other than that, just been playing around with the Crucible stuff, actually doing some strikes and whatnot, and messing with the new character, the Hunter.
The new
new subclass?
Sure. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you run around with a giant, like, I guess it's a staff made of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a physical staff, it's kind of like your Zeus, but that's cool. But that's just what I've been doing this week, just some Destiny 2.
You think this has legs? Like, you think you'll be on this for a while?
Yeah. We still haven't even done everything.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you'd be like, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I still haven't even played with the strikes. Right. So all we've been doing is just the Nightfall to try to get it past 5 minutes, which is pretty hard, but we got it down to about 6 minutes now, and... maybe we can get people to do the raid. I want to do the raid, but we need 6 people, and right now we only have 5.
Huh.
Wow. Jose, looks like you got to pick it up.
I don't know, man.
Redbox it.
Final Fantasy 14.
Just redbox it for a day.
Yeah, that's true.
Just so I can just help you guys. So I can sit in the very back and let you guys do all the work.
Yeah, just shoot them with your little pistol.
So is there like a requirement? Like, as in, like, do you need 6 people to enter it, or can you enter it with 5? And
you can enter it with 5,
okay,
but in order to, like,
do it right.
Unlike the activities, you have to have 6 people.
Okay. Because I remember in WoW, you could enter as one person and do the whole thing yourself, but, you know, why?
Yeah, because you needed, like, 40 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I've been doing this week, Scott. What
Excellent.
About you?
So, as Jose mentioned earlier, I tried the Project Octopath Traveler, the working title, which I assume will change, but
I kind of like the title. Just drop the
project.
Yeah.
I would honestly just be fine if, yeah, they need another word. I was going to say Octopath, but no, they need another word. But we'll talk about that when we get to Nintendo stuff. I finished Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
How was that?
It was all right. Yeah, I mean, it was a fun game, but as I won't go too much into it, but as I sort of mentioned last week, without sort of the stakes of XCOM,
yeah,
toward the end, it really feels like, I really felt like I was just trying to get to the end of it. And it was
so you were like a little burnt out?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily a slog, but there's only like four types of mission. It's defeat all enemies, defeat a specific number of enemies, get to this point, and escort someone. I think that's pretty much it. And I hate escort. Mm-hmm. get to this location isn't bad, but anyway.
So in terms of escort missions for that game, is it like, can you move the person that you're escorting yourself?
Yes.
Okay, that's good at least.
And it's not a problem. It's obviously a forced mechanic, but they only have, you know, let's say I've upgraded all of my characters to where they can move 9 spaces. Yeah. He can only move, like Toad or Toadette can only move about 5. So you have to kind of leave someone behind, but obviously put someone up front to take out enemies in your path going forward. And as you kill enemies, more enemies pop up. Like, you know, like rabbits are underground and then right. they'll pop up. So it was just sort of a, not necessarily a slog, but it was definitely getting to me toward the end. And I was like, I just want to be done. So I finished that and then I basically just sold a bunch of games on eBay.
What was it worth the money though?
Absolutely. Think? Especially okay. because with me buying it at a discount and then with me selling it on eBay, I essentially paid $2 to rent it for 3 weeks and play through it all. So definitely worth it.
Do you end up getting rid of the rabbits without spoiling?
In a way.
Okay.
But if I said anything, it would spoil it.
Okay.
The magnificent story of rabbits Mario.
It was, I'm going to get into that in a second. So I sold off Titanfall 2 because I was done with that. GTA 5 because I was done with that. Every time I see GTA 5, it just makes me mad now.
So I feel like you might end up buying it again.
What?
GTA 5.
Well, the thing was, I had on the 360. Mm-hmm. I sold that and got the PS4 version. Then I sold that, and then I bought my dad a PS4 with a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5. I told Amazon we never got it. They shipped another copy. I kept that copy, installed it, played it a little bit, and then said, oh, no, I've done what I need with this. Yeah. So I resold it. I sold Dishonored 2, which I never even played. I got it around when we first started this podcast. Played through the first one, then never got to 2, so I got rid of that. And then, of course, I sold Mario plus Rabbids and a couple of DS games.
I could never get into Dishonored. I felt like the controls were a bit weird for a stealth game.
I feel like the control, for me at least, the controls were fine, but the engine was bad. And that's why after playing through one and knowing that the engine hadn't changed
that's
much.
That's because they're still using the Oblivion engine.
Yeah,
really?
I don't know.
It sounds
believable.
It's an older engine. I can't remember what they're on now with Arkane doing it, but it's just not great. And they still used it for Death of an Outsider, Death of the Outsider, whatever it is for this most recent one.
Ugh.
And it's kind of like Telltale. I kind of refuse to play those until they update it because it's just not enough for me.
I was going to ask, like, when you sell a game, do you delete obviously the install data, the save data?
I keep the saves.
You keep the saves?
Yep.
Do you delete the patches?
Well, I mean,
you can't delete
patches individually. So you just I delete
the
game.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
I did that with Final Fantasy 15, and then I found out they're releasing the Assassin's Creed stuff. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded it again, and that was 15 gigs worth of patches for that game.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that took you 3 days. Months.
Well, that's how it was for the original World of Warcraft.
Oh, I remember. But I was talking to my girlfriend recently about how like. So I was looking up like where Wario and Luigi came from, and you know, there's no like real lore to it.
The rabbit's planet.
Just one's bad Mario and bad Luigi.
Yeah, and people are like, why isn't it like Wooigi? And it's like, well, that's because wa means bad in Japanese.
Waterly, yeah.
And I was learning about them, and then I realized like, so they had Mario in Donkey Kong as like a carpenter with a hammer climbing scaffolding to save Princess Peach, which I guess at the time she probably wasn't Princess Peach.
I think it was Pauline.
Yes,
in
exactly.
Donkey Kong, yeah.
But anyway, then so I was thinking about like Mario. They gave up on a lot of themes very quickly. They were like, "All right, Princess Peach, Mushroom Kingdom. We got food things. We got to keep going." And then they were like. Shit, we're out of stuff. they were like, what do we call these things that we already have? Mushroom Kingdom. We have these guys with mushrooms on their heads. We'll call them toads. And then they were like, well, what about these enemies that look exactly like mushrooms? And they were like, Goombas. And someone's like, that's racist. Italians have been here for long enough.
Italians.
And then they were like, but our character's Italian. He's an Italian plumber named Mario Mario, and his brother's Luigi Mario, who's younger and taller. And then they were like, what about these turtles? And they were like, Koopas.
Okay, look, buddy, you're gonna need to calm down with this.
Yeah, I was just like, they really didn't stick with this. And then they were like, oh, who's Luigi's Peach? And they were like, Daisy.
So the thing with that, it's so originally it was like Toadstool, right? And then they moved on to Peach. But in like the Super Mario Land, the princess was Daisy, and it was still Mario.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, well, you know, Luigi's getting like the other princesses that Mario doesn't want anymore.
and like, the Prima strategy guide for Mario Kart Double Dash, Daisy is listed as Peach's cousin.
Hmm.
So keeping it like all in the family,
Luigi. That's royalty.
But I just thought that was weird. Anyway, and then I was thinking, like, honestly, the Rabbids make more sense than most of this other stuff in the game. But I was like, if they kept, I have a feeling in like Odyssey there might be like a couple of Easter eggs that involve Rabbids, something with, you know, bunny ears or whatever. But if they kept them in the Mario universe in any way, it would mean that in some way Mario and Rayman share a universe.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking, I feel like they could continue with the Mario plus X strategy game, but I was like, they'd have to mix it with something else.
Rayman.
I don't think they could do Mario plus Rabbids 2 unless it was like Mario and the Rabbids teaming.
Oh, they could. And they introduce the king and queen of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Whoa. But I feel like they would have to team up against a very different enemy, a third enemy, instead of being like Rabbids and Mario's team against bad Rabbids, you know?
They team up against Rayman.
Oh my god.
I was about to say, why isn't it just like Mario, Sonic, and Rabbids at the Olympic Games?
Oh my god. That could happen,
I think.
Did
you see that Sonic Forces trailer, man?
No.
Oof.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not looking good?
I hope no one buys that one, and then everybody's just like, oh, Sonic Mania.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
But that's pretty much all I got right now. Selling games, playing some games, and now I'm back to only having one Switch game, so I'll just play that.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, and then I'll just run around in Zelda for another 35 hours, and then beat it around Christmas time.
Nice.
So
just calls, I'll try to do the same.
Calls a lot of forest fires.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. There are no bears in this game.
I thought there were.
No, I don't
think
so.
I've seen people ride bears.
Oh, you know what? You might be right. I don't feel like I've ever ran into a bear.
I've never run into a bear for sure, but I feel I've seen bears like in clips and shit.
I'll have to check that out. Anyway, I think, let's go ahead and move on to the news of this week, which pretty much everything was Nintendo. I don't think there was much else. You got Okami, we got a release date for that and shit like that. But most of it's with Nintendo. So, Jose, go ahead and break everything down for us.
So, the Switch Online app, I guess, kind of works again. Or kind of works now.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. So, I guess the version 1.10 lets you...
1.1.0. Jesus.
Is it? This says 1.10.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay. Well, thanks, Polygon.
Patch 1.
So, I guess it allows you to voice chat with... other people why you switch to a different app.
Yes.
So I guess that's a step in the right direction.
And like if your stuff falls asleep or goes into sleep mode, it'll still work.
Which originally I don't know why they thought it would be a good idea for that to not be a thing.
I think they just pushed out the app as soon as they could, and same way they did the Switch.
But like they're saying it's a step in the right direction, but you know, I feel like a better step in the right direction would be like put that into the console.
Yeah. Yeah. So you
just put your phone into the Switch. Yeah. And it works.
That's something, I guess.
Yeah. So now the only time it will shut off is if you go into an app that is playing audio or video, and then it will end it. So you can't have music going at the same time or anything, which you could work around that, I think. But I feel like the thing is they should definitely have that built into the system. And at this point, if you are going to use your phone, you're going to use Discord or a similar service. that offers that same thing, but with none of these issues.
Yeah.
I want to integrate it into the system because one day I'm going to want to play multiplayer on that thing, and I want to just hook up my headphones to it that have a mic in it and just say, oh, it's built in.
Like, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's sort of it, and just have it be done. But I, yeah, it just doesn't fix the issue of, like, a ton of people don't have smartphones.
Right.
Like, we are lucky enough that we can afford smartphones and stuff. But there, and a Switch. But a ton of people, like, they might have to go, I can either get a Switch or a smartphone. And they do that. And then they have no way of communicating with other people. Right. You know, and that's kind of a bummer. Like, you buy this console, it should be all-encompassing.
See, I think the app would be a good idea as, like, a completely different thing that, I guess, kind of tracks what you do in your games. Because they released that whole Splatoon thing where it tells you, like, all these things that you've done and, like, all the medals that you get. And I'm like, that's pretty cool, but nothing else.
Yeah. And I also feel like if you could... I don't know. If you could somehow play Splatoon multiplayer on the go, so you got a hotspot or something, I don't know, then it makes sense to use that app for communication. You're like, oh, this is a cool workaround. But if you're at home, you're on Wi-Fi, and you can do it through that, you should be able to just do it through the Switch.
I imagine that they fix the issue and they bring it like to the Switch, and you go into a multiplayer game to talk to someone. You just say, hey, can you hear me? And they go, yeah. And then you just... turn the game off, and you're like, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, there's no real way to play it on your TV. And, you know, even if they integrated to the Switch, you would have to be holding the Switch with your headphones attached to it, you know? So it's just
It would have to be like a thing where you get one of those controllers that has like a headphone thing.
Exactly. And then you're going into a whole nother thing, and then it's just going to be bad. But.
Wait, does the the Nintendo Pro Controller not have the like audio plug-in?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, because they didn't plan on ever having it.
That's right. I gotcha.
Yeah. But
should have thought of that.
I mean, I guess that could be a workaround in the future, but even then you're saying you have to use this specific controller in order to do it, and that's still kind of shitty. Huh. Still very shitty.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo, you fucked up, you fucking idiots. Anyway.
Speaking of fuck-ups.
Yeah.
The NES Classic is coming back.
It is. When is it coming?
2018.
That's it. They didn't give a season.
I was going to say it said throughout 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
That was for the Super NES Classic.
Okay.
That it will be produced throughout 2018. Okay. And then the NES Classic will be coming back for limited run during 2018.
Yeah, yeah. So I would want to pick one up if they weren't as rare. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Nintendo does this purposely.
I guess. But I want one, but at the same time I don't, because I get the whole Raspberry Pi thing in the back of my head, and I'm like, but I can get that for like, I guess what, $60?
Yeah, you can get like a full-on setup for that, yeah.
Yeah, and then just the case for it. Yeah, it's coming back, and I guess they might be doing that for the SNES 2 as well.
Yeah, they probably will, but they've already done enough damage, basically, and they saw how scalpers were taking advantage of it and said, well, let's release more, but they're fucking up all around the board.
Oh,
because people want the Switch, and they can't get it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It doesn't make any sense.
I know there's a lot. They've been picking up production for the Switch and stuff, and then there's more around in stores now.
Mm-hmm.
But still, a lot of people are having, at least in like the important areas, like California and New
York. Yeah, the coastal elites are having trouble getting them. But us here in Indiana,
Midwest.
We could go to any store.
Yeah.
We could go to like CVS and they have 15 of them. So they're $400, but
yeah,
I think we can buy them in bulk here now at like Sam's Club or something.
Yeah, 15 Switches just bundled up together.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I have no attachment to the NES. I'm interested in the SNES Classic, but I'm also like, I only care about the case.
Yeah.
So just give me the plastic case, which you can already buy for like $10.
I can lie to you and be like, yeah, that's an NES Classic.
Yeah.
Can we play it? No.
Yeah, and I would be like, that's fine. I don't really want to.
Yeah.
I want a mini Game Boy Color.
Like one that you can barely see or play.
Yeah, like the kind that, I guess, like Burger King had little toys that they sold a while ago, and it came with like a little Game Boy, and you put a little toy cartridge in there. That's what I want.
You want every button to look like that reset button that you have to put like a needle in
to make it work? Exactly, yes. And I just want to be able to hold it right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
miming putting it up his butt.
So, I can say my phone is pretty big, but imagine it really small. That's
and
what
up
I
your
want.
Butt. Yeah, I
kind
could.
Of.
Hey, is Justin's ass there? That's what I would say whenever I called. And then you put it up your butt.
Please don't.
And then you say, I put it on vibrate. Please call me. I just hey, leave Scott,
I'm going to hang up. Give me a call in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Anyway.
It gives new meaning to butt dial. Yeah. Speaking of fuck-ups.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the big important stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
All of the huge news.
Yeah.
So what did they do?
So do you want me to save like the big one pretty much for last, like they did on this?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
All right, well, I won't then. Mario Odyssey. They showed footage of that. A lot more.
Yeah.
Mario has nipples.
He does. No belly. Well, he may have a belly button. He might just have some high-ass chunks.
Yeah.
But he's also like clean-shaven for a man with a thick mustache and thick head of hair.
That game got an upgrade. Like a huge, like...
His hair looks nice.
Upgrade. Yeah. Huh?
A visual upgrade?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, there's a picture of, like, where Peach is, like, holding her hand up, mm-hmm. and they had two pictures, like, comparing them, and there's a lot more textures on the previous trailer that just came out.
Yeah, he has, like, pores almost and stuff. It's very strange. They still haven't... Was it you that I showed the moped driving to? It looks very bad. Remember, he, like, goes like this. Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
It looks super terrible, but, I mean, it's whatever.
They didn't show it in the trailer, so I'm hoping that's not a thing you actually have to do.
But you can play fetch with a doggy.
You can. You can also, like, jump on your cap and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the outfit changes that you can do. They showed off the outfit changes.
Which, Safari Man.
Yeah.
Cucaracha Boy.
I think I'm going to end up playing the whole game with a poncho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... At home, sitting on your couch. Yeah.
My Party City poncho. That
yeah, I still have the one that you got me from Mexico, and I think, man, maybe one day we'll live in a world where I can wear this.
Yeah.
But not now.
Is it too short for you? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the issue. Not that everyone would think I was like a terrible racist mocking Mexican culture or anything.
Nah, as long as you stick with me, you're good.
Yeah, I think. And you're just wearing like a polo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, what's this deal going on? Yeah, I'm very excited for it. October,
looks really good.
October 27th, I believe.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, and that'll be my next game. God, I want it to be great.
I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I want to get all of the shines and do all of the fun and all of it.
They showed off like the whole you can possess other things.
No. You capture them.
You can capture them. Because his name's Cappy.
Yeah, Cap.
Yeah. And they showed off that weird lizard dinosaur with the smiley face.
Oh, yeah. I would say all in all, what I saw was captivating.
Yeah.
Thanks, Justin.
But they also announced the whole the Nintendo Switch bundle for it with the red Joy-Con.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Justin, it's your turn.
Nope.
Come on, bitch. Yeah, you're going to end up with the Switch.
I probably eventually. Will at one point or another.
I think once it has five games, once that new Metroid comes out, boy,
dude,
you're
I think I'm
going
to get it when Skyrim comes out.
Honestly. Oh my God, are you?
No, I'm not.
Do you think it will look...
No.
No? You don't think it's going to look good?
It's going to look like Oblivion.
It's not the remastered version either.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I think it might be just the regular Skyrim.
I couldn't imagine.
Like, better looking, I guess, but not remastered version with mods and stuff.
I don't think it has mods. Well, I know it doesn't have mod support, but I think it has to be that sort of remastered version.
I hope so.
I'm going to say it's not.
I don't want to see... Well, I don't want to see people with shiny faces and stuff.
But I think you still see people with shiny faces.
I'm going to say it's not.
Yeah. We get it, Justin. Jesus fucking Christ. That four times in a row.
I'm going to get it to show you that it's not.
You're going to look like an idiot when I pay $60 for this game I bought four times
before. See, Sky, look, they don't have shiny faces. They have pixely faces.
And you have it on the PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah, idiot.
I uninstalled it.
But with that, I was surprised when they showed off the whole Skyrim thing. I was like, really? Why? But I guess we kind of called it last time, but I was still kind of surprised that Doom popped up along with Wolfenstein 2.
Yeah, so just to finish up Skyrim real quick, it is cool to be able to take that on the go.
Yeah.
If you haven't had that experience before and you've been interested or you haven't finished it, but you are interested, you can take it on the go, which is cool. I do think battery life will be 11 seconds, but no. I think...
You'll be in the menu, the loading screen for you'll say, 30 minutes, and then...
You'll say, oh, this guy's a cat, and then it'll just go black.
You can spin the model. The game will definitely crash when you see fire.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But yes, like you were saying, they announced Doom and Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus for the Switch.
Which, I'm surprised, why not the first one, too?
I don't know if they wanted to put the resources into it with the second one coming out because people you're hedging your bets that people would want to play that initial one before this one, and that might not be true, so you waste resources. Also, the fact that the experience was kind of two separate things. It was the old blood and new order.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not going to do two plus the third.
Yeah.
And Nintendo's really testing the waters because they've cultivated this sort of culture of these more child-friendly games that can be adult enough for adults to play and appreciate on a level. And now they're saying, hey, you can rip apart demons.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I was gonna say, when is the last time we've seen blood like in a Nintendo game?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that someone could think of an example if they wanted to, but
but like those, at least those type of games.
Like Doom was on the N64. I think one of the bigger things is you're going to have the Nintendo Switch, the family-friendly console, showing a post-war different future America with Klansmen and Nazis and you just destroying Nazis and stuff. And that's crazy for the Switch.
Yeah.
And I think they really, I think Nintendo's testing the waters to see if they have an audience for this. And I think they will find that they do. I am curious to see how they play, because we've mentioned before, we basically called Doom, but we've mentioned before, my example was always Doom wouldn't work, because
that's what I'm like really like concerned about, because at least with playing Wolfenstein, it controls great. The shooting, like at least the thumbstick, and I'm bad at like aiming and stuff, Wolfenstein works great, but like with the Joy-Con, that analog stick isn't the best.
They're very shallow.
Small.
Yeah, so if you're using a pro controller, it's going to be just fine. But as someone who plays it more undocked than docked, that's what I'm interested in. I don't know if they're going to sort of sand down the difficulty or the number of enemies or what they may do. But I would like to see this be sort of a new direction that they can go in. I don't think they can ever really have Call of Duty. Maybe you could, because you think everyone's on a Switch and you could get that to work in some way. But maybe they will start seeing that, oh, we can go this more adult direction and also maybe come out with a new good 007 type game.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to see. I think
Call of Duty was on the Wii, wasn't it?
I think so. I think the Wii was the last one where they were like, let's give everything a shot. And then it just didn't work out. So nothing came out on the Wii U.
I think Doom is a great game to have like on the go.
I think so. One caveat to that, if anyone is interested, and the multiplayer is a separate download, just because I think it's a different executable. So it's separate, but honestly, you're not going to go for the multiplayer. Yeah. It's fun.
I was going to say that I think a lot of people didn't really care about the multiplayer for the...
Yeah, the multiplayer didn't have enough depth to it, but the actual game is really good. Yeah. And if you haven't played it before, go ahead and pick it up. And like I said, we'll see how it runs on the Switch. And then we will have a good idea for what the future is going to hold for third-party games.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping this leads to something
good. Yeah, I was going to say, Doom is like a good entry point for them, because they're going to see if people will be interested in games like this for their product.
Absolutely.
Okay. The next game that they had on was Xenoblade 2. Do you guys care about that at all?
It looked all right. Or had anything
about it? It looked good. Like the trailer that they showed a while back for it looked bad.
Yeah.
But it looks a lot better now. I've never really been interested in the Xenoblade series or like the Xenogears.
Or Xenomorphs.
Or Xenomorphs. But the first one came out for, what was it, Project Rainfall was supposed to be. Like, remember? There was like a thing where it only came out in Europe, so people in America were like, oh, Project Rainfall. And all
that stuff. Gotcha.
And that's the only reason I was curious about it, especially since the GameStop had it marked up for $90 used.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of fucked. But
these are role-playing games, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Like so, action role-playing?
Kind of. Okay. So like the combat's kind of like an MMO kind of combat. Like it's an action RPG thingy, but you also have like hotkeys where you press a button and there's cooldowns and stuff.
Yeah.
And that kind of turned me off.
It's like it's an active combat system.
Yeah, yeah.
Mixed with like almost typical RPG.
And then Xenoblade Chronicles X for the Wii U came out, and I was really interested in that because they boasted like a giant open world, but I didn't want to play it on the Wii U.
Yeah.
So like this seems like the chance to do it, but
they really it almost looked like a bootleg Ni No Kuni.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the art style for this. I didn't really like the art style for Xenoblade Chronicles X on the Wii U either.
Mm-hmm.
But like the fact that you got a mech that you can traverse the world in was kind of like the seller for me. And for this, I mean, I don't know, like
yeah,
no mech, no buy.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, anything else to say about that?
No.
No.
Sorry.
I'd say December 1st release.
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, the combat looked okay, but I don't think I'm going to end up picking it up. Kirby Star Allies.
Yeah, so tell me about that. Is that the one for the 3DS or for the Switch?
This is the Switch one.
Okay.
The 3DS one was like the...
it's Battle Royale, yeah, right? Battle Royale.
I don't really care about that one. But like the Star Allies pretty much kind of looks like Superstar to me. Like, I think one of the best Kirby games that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you count Canvas Curse.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I count.
But it's a four-player co-op game where you can like all do like special abilities, and they brought back kind of like a mechanic that Kirby 64 had, where you can mix certain abilities. So like you can mix your fire ability with a sword ability, and then you have a fire sword.
Yeah.
And so they kind of added this. I'm hoping Kirby games are extremely easy.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping at least it has some length to it. But also, since it's incredibly easy, and if it's too long, it might end up not being great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just sort of dragging.
Yeah.
Because you're just going through the motions at that point.
Yeah. I think this game is going to be a lot more fun co-op, but...
Yeah, this one reminded me of the Legend of Zelda's, the game where you can have four links.
Oh, they're all different
colors, and you could like have four people playing. This is what it reminded me of.
Yeah, yeah, it's similar to that, but more like in a side scrollery way. But like, I'm interested, but I don't know if I'm gonna be paying the full price for it.
Redbox it.
Hit Redbox. Can you Redbox Switch games?
Do they? No.
No. Okay.
Not yet, at least.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna say they'll be $2 instead of $1.
Yeah, and also it's not any fun because you won't be able to copy them.
Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, Justin.
Ultra Smoon.
Ultra Smoon. Sorry.
That's one I'm going to get.
Are you really?
Ultra Smoon? Well, I have Smoon.
Yeah.
Will I get Ultra Smoon?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
What makes it worth it? I don't understand.
So, apparently it's a different story. Like, this happens alongside Moon, I guess, or the original Sun and Moon.
Yeah.
But it just looks the same to me.
Yeah, so it's very similar to like how you had Red and Blue, and then Yellow, that mm-hmm. had like additional, like little tiny additional little story parts. And you can get different Pokemon.
Do you guys actually? You guys pay attention to the story in these games?
Yes,
I do.
I do not. I know that
they're all the same
because you just stick with one Pokemon and you destroy everyone.
Yeah, I'm level like 90, and I always run the issue of like I'm one level away from the Pokemon not listening to me anymore because of my badge.
Oh,
and then I get the badge, and then I'm like good, and then I do that every single time I'm going to a gym, and it almost fucks me every time. Because then I'm like, oh, my next Pokemon is level 8, you know? And then the only time they get up, like, they level up is because I have an EXP share.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know that when I played Sapphire, some lava boys were like, we're going to make the water gone. And then,
bro, you know that's stupid.
And yeah, and like, then okay. I was like, please do it. Do you know how long I've been surfing? There's so much fucking water. Get rid of some of it. I'll walk across it. Oh, there's an island. Oh, there's a scary ghost in this boat. And then they keep going. I'm like, well, okay, my dad lives on Cinnamon Toast Island or something. Mm-hmm. And then I don't...
The island you can see.
Yeah. Then... Justice... That's why Justin's the star of the show. It took him a second, but he get it, and he liked it.
It just reminded
that's
me.
That's all I needed.
But I've never really paid. I played every Pokemon game up until like Fire Red and Leaf Green, and then I maybe played Black.
I'm about to say, I think you played Black.
I played everything up until. I didn't play Black 2s, but everything until they went 3D, and then I gave up on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't like that.
So X and Y, I think, had probably one of the better stories.
And I would have not paid a lick of attention. Yeah. I would have been like, let me get this boy to the third
They talked about the Pokemon War stage. Or something like that, and I was like, oh, shit. This is getting weird.
What I want from a Pokemon game is I want to go out into a battlefield, and there are just... Pokemon corpses lying around like when
maybe for the Switch.
Yeah, you look Switch. you go through like when you see war movies where they like stab the horse through the chest and then the horse is just dead and there are horses everywhere. Mm-hmm. Let me see like a fucking Lapras or whatever just keeled over. And like,
oh, I thought you were gonna see like a Lapras like ice beam a dude to death or something.
That would also be good. I want to see a Pokemon war in that much like Planet of the Apes, the Pokemon fight back.
Oh, shit.
People are throwing Pokeballs at them. They're just dodging it. And then they're literally like liquefying their bones with fire and stuff. And after the first one, they're like, we should just let them do their thing.
We should just not try to mess with these creatures.
Why did we create these horrible beasts and then breed them with some old man and his wife and then create more horrible beasts? We should stop this. And then they nuke it and then...
A new one is born with nuke powers.
You have Poke Fallout.
I like it. Poke Fallout for the Switch.
Yeah.
So you're going to end up getting it, right?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so did you see there's like a special thing going on with Gold and Silver? Like, I think you get a Celebi. Yeah, you get a special Celebi if you get Gold and Silver, and that you can transfer over to...
I'm not going
to
do it.
No, you're not?
No.
Okay, good. You don't need to.
I was going
to
say, I've seen Celebi at Toys R Us. Are you talking about that?
Huh? Oh, the event?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. I have like three of them. You want one?
No. Nope. Anyways, yeah, okay. I'll probably pick it up just because it's like there's other things, like there's other story content that I guess they introduced, but
yeah.
I was like, well, I've had red, blue, yellow, gold, silver, crystal,
mm-hmm.
ruby, sapphire, emerald.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, I'll just get moon and ultra moon instead of
spoon.
Moon, sun. Ultra Moon, Ultra Sun. So I'll just get those two.
Right, right.
The Celebi, is it in Celebi or Vol Celebi?
In Celebi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I like froze up when you asked me that. I'm like, shit. Justin.
If you guys get a chance, check out Reddit and just read the Reddit incel, the subreddit incel. It's bundle of fun.
You don't have a 3DS anymore, do you?
I do.
Okay.
It's just in a... drawer.
Is it a new 3DS or
no?
Okay, you should get the new 3DS.
No,
that's coming out for Pokemon.
Is that the Pikachu one?
No, the Pikachu one's really nice.
That's a 2DS XL, right? New 2DS.
This
one, XL?
Yeah, this one's a new 2DS okay. XL. So this one's just the Pokeball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's yeah. There's also an orange one.
I really like the orange one.
I
that
like
one's
the
nice.
The first Pikachu one that was just a regular 3DS XL was really nice too.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, my girlfriend has the. Link Between Worlds.
I love that one. It's the black and gold one with the two Triforces.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's cooler than mine.
What do you have?
All black.
Okay. That's cool. Ball black?
All black.
All black. Okay. Yeah. Like, what's ball black?
Ball black.
Ball black.
It's a very satin black.
But like a lot of the announcements that they had here for the 3DS were weird.
You think?
Yeah. Did they show like Fire Emblem Warriors for the 3DS?
For the Switch.
Okay, so it wasn't for the 3DS?
I don't think
I remember
so.
They did that with Hyrule Warriors and I was like, oh no, this is gonna die.
Yeah, I don't know if they showed it for 3DS, but they for sure showed it for the Switch.
Minecraft 3DS.
Oh, and that came out that day.
Yeah. It's also a different, it's a totally different version number than any of the other Minecrafts, so they don't get the play together update.
So it's 0.004.
Basically, yeah. So it is a totally different version number that, I think most people were just like, oh, it wasn't already on the 3DS.
I could have sworn it was, but I guess not.
Yeah. It would go a lot of play.
Minecraft?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People love it. They have no problem with the fact that the creator is a big dipshit because he's no longer involved, I guess. That's how I would separate myself.
So
like,
I don't
Microsoft.
Care about Minecraft.
No.
At all.
Never appealed to me.
But, like, they showed off Dragon Quest Builders.
Yeah.
That game looks pretty fun for, like, a Minecraft thing.
Which it has been out for, like, a year and a half.
Well, they showed it off for the Switch, too. And I'm like, well, I think that would probably be the place to play it, I guess, just because like it's a Minecraft thing and you can now do like a creator mode in it too.
I do need to look more into it because I do love Dragon Quest, but I don't know if that's for me. I feel almost like if I were to get a world building sort of sim, it would be the Lego World game. Yeah.
So from what I've heard about that, at least they said that that's a continuation of the first Dragon Quest.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's the bad ending in the first Dragon Quest where your warrior gets locked in a coffin or something or dies, and then he comes back and he sees that the world's just destroyed.
Yeah,
so you have to rebuild it. I was like, that's pretty cool.
It looks good. I know it looks good. So
it looks really nice. I've considered it, but again, I don't know if I have time for it with all these fucking JRPGs.
Well, and like you said, the Switch is a very good place for it to be.
Yeah. They showed off Snipper Clips Plus, Cut It Out Together.
Which is just DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can buy the full game
with
the DLC and everything for $20.
Nice.
Yeah.
I won't.
I think I will end up buying it. I will.
Yeah, I end up will.
But I think I'll get it. $20 is fine. I don't care. Arcade Archives.
Bragging about being rich.
It's $20, man.
Oh. So what's going on in this arcade deal?
I didn't even see this one.
Okay, so that's when they showed off the freaking Mario thing, I was like, oh, here's the Virtual Console. But then they're starting off with NES games, kind of shitty. Yeah. They're like Arcade Archives. They're just releasing the arcade versions of certain games, mm-hmm. and they had like certain differences. I guess to some people it was like a big difference. I've never really played Punch-Out on an arcade cabinet or anything, or even Mario by that fact.
Yeah. Wait, was this the like Virtual Console thing that was like data mined in the Switch?
No. It's totally separate. But
okay.
But yeah, the each game has differences as compared to their console versions. They showed off what Mario, the original Mario Bros, with like the weird hammers and stuff. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
They showed off Clue Clue Land.
Yeah.
Which I remember playing a long time ago.
Isn't that with like weird cloud things and stuff?
Something weird.
Yeah, and I remember that Mario game where it had the POW in the middle and stuff. Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah.
I want to play Joust.
Which is on there too, right?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Joust was rad.
Joust was fun.
I did not get it when I was young.
I still don't get it. I don't even remember what you have to do.
You're supposed to joust.
And pop balloons, or is that balloon
pop?
Pop.
Yeah. You're thinking of balloons on every flash site.
Balloon fight, I think it might have. I don't fucking know. But I don't really care for the arcade classics.
I don't either.
Like, I might try Punch-Out, but I mean, the other ones are just, you know.
Bring me a goddamn Virtual console, bring me your full online service where I get that sort of access to those games, and then I will never touch NES titles. I'll play Excitebike for 11 minutes.
Like, I'm cool with playing some NES titles, but like at this point, like it's been overdone.
Yeah, so over and over.
I'll still play some SNES games.
I'll play Lion King.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Disney will let you do it, I promise.
And then freaking N64, yeah. But GameCube. I want to see the GameCube one. We've said it so many times.
Billy Hatcher and his giant egg.
Yep.
Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy. Tack and the Power of Juju. All the hits.
Psychonauts, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Psychonauts was on GameCube,
no,
right?
No, it was not.
Xbox, I think.
Yep.
Exclusive, too.
No, it came out on PS2.
Really?
Yep. It was like a timed thing, though.
Huh.
Before timed exclusives were a thing.
Mario Party Top 100.
Woo.
This is 3DS, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the top favorite Mario Party games.
Yep.
And they kind of frame it in a WarioWare type box.
Yeah, it's kind of like you play a game and then it'll take you to the other one.
Yeah.
How do you play this?
Like the multiplayer?
Yeah, well, I mean like the games, because if they're top 100 and I've seen like some Wii games in there, how would you adapt that? Like, would it just be like a touchscreen? Because certain ones you have to shake.
I've thought about this, and I don't know.
Yeah.
The other half of me, when I did do research, I don't care.
Okay. So yeah, that's where I'm at. See, like, I used to care because back then I had friends.
Back then they didn't want me. Justin?
Now you're hot. They're all on you.
Thank you.
But I mean,
who?
I don't really care for Mario Party Top
100. Get out of my head and my face. Get out of my dreams and into my car.
Am I missing anything else?
Oh, you're done?
I think so.
Okay, so we had Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga. The remake officially has an October 6th release date.
I think I might buy that.
You should.
I missed the Game Boy Advance.
You should! It's absolutely worth it.
It looks really nice.
Yeah, I still have I play the original, so like I got that. I don't really want to pay money for it again, but it's a very good game. I've played all the Mario & Luigi games. Most of them have been big hits with me. And they're fun. Good, pretty decent RPG elements for a Mario game. Yeah. Aside from that, we got that. Splatoon 2 is getting classic and new arena soon.
Yeah.
To add to their multiplayer shit.
Looks good.
There is also, let me see. Oh, yep. Pretty much got most of it. The Switch bundle. Atlas showed off a couple of things for the 3DS and the Switch, a bunch of sort of nondescript stuff.
Oh no, that was something else on the news. They showed off the Shin Megami Tensei mobile game.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Do I get to actually summon the devil finally to my smartphone?
I guess. I mean,
devil.
Can't wait. Damn. The devil!
Damn.
Yeah, and I guess that leaves us with, we may have left some stuff out, but that leaves us with,
we're not going to talk about the biggest announcements?
Uh-oh.
We're not going to talk about NBA 2K18.
Oh, man.
Is that coming?
We're going to talk about FIFA 18. Okay,
so I saw it on WWE? The screen. I'm like, that kind of looks bad. I didn't see WWE like play.
Hulkamania? Like...
That's a separate title.
But like, Hulk Hogan, there you go.
Did you, like, FIFA looked bad to me.
They
do they look like that all the time?
No.
I didn't see it, but FIFA, so FIFA on consoles, it's obviously a super far camera, and you couldn't really do that on the Switch as a dock. So I remember when they first announced the Switch and they brought up FIFA, they were like, it's going to be totally different because of the way we have to frame it, and then there's so much going on that it's probably not going to look amazing.
It's first person now.
Yeah,
that's what it
just
is.
Just people vomiting everywhere.
And then NBA also didn't look too great to me.
Yeah,
it's first person too.
Oh shit!
I don't think those are the places to play those games.
No.
And I think they will find that out very quickly.
Yeah.
I guess that just leaves us with what we brought up earlier, which was Project Octopath Traveler, the newest from the people behind Bravely Default and Bravely Second.
Yeah.
And a game that not only has a working title, but they are actively pursuing feedback before the release of the new game.
Which is good.
Yeah, I got my survey in the email after I played it, and they kind of asked you what's going on. So what were your impressions of it?
I think it looks, I like the way they made it, like the whole look of the game.
The aesthetic of it?
Yeah, but like I told you earlier this week, I wish it were a lot more colorful.
Yeah.
Because it looks a little drab, like it's just kind of boring.
But at the same time, so I kind of told you via text that I hope eventually when you get out into like a wooded area, there's some green and some stuff there.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you think back to those times, like aside from the sky, everything was gray. Everything was stone. And that's why it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
But I understand where you're coming from.
Well, the reason I said, because I completely get that, but like the fact that you see the character and it's all like a pixel character, that's what makes me think, hey, I want a colorful world.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you mentioned something about the like the blur-ish kind of thing, right?
Yeah. So it's not necessarily a blur. They have sort of a parallax view with the camera. So depending on where your character is on screen, it's like a tilt shift of the environment around you. And that makes me motion sick. And it looks very good. It looks very cool that they do that because it makes me think back to when I love the 2D Final Fantasy games, but I think about how, or even Zelda, any of those games, you think about how the world just stays in place as your character moves, and you're like, that's kind of shitty.
And
you see this, and you're like, that's really beautiful, but I have motion sickness issues in real life, and so that was making it a little difficult for me to look at.
Yeah, like I liked it. Like, we'll get to the combat here in a minute, but it just kind of reminded me of kind of like playing Breath of Fire earlier this year. How it's like the characters are 2D sprites, but like the environment is like a 3D world with like 16-bit or I guess 32-bit in like Breath of Fire, but like graphics on it. And it just reminds me of like what KOF would do with like they would make 3D models of the characters and then they would put like the sprite work over it and then that's how they would make it work. And I'm like, yeah
it's very pretty.
I'm surprised they tried that, like tried something new.
Okay, why is that?
The Square Enix is kind of sticking to their safe spots because like they could have really just made another Bravely Default.
I think they decided to get bold with Final Fantasy 15, and that also translated. They were like, this is our last shot because we might end as a studio if Final Fantasy 15 fails.
But like, isn't that like every Final Fantasy, though? They might like go away?
Sort of, but it was after you had like Lightning Returns and stuff that people really didn't care about, that they were like, we lost so many people. Before that, it was like people were kind of iffy about 10 or 10-2, you know. But you're like, I'm still going to come back for 12. And then it just got difficult. But yeah, they did take sort of a bold direction with this. And I very much like the way it looks. What did you play as both characters? So there's Primrose, who is a dancer, who is essentially a sort of, she's property. I mean, she's sort of like a slave to this this king of sorts. Who forces her to dance, basically. And none of your other dancers like her.
Because the main guy likes you.
Yeah,
most,
he's your yeah, you're his favorite. And then there is, I can't think of the guy's
Olberth,
name.
I think, or something like
what
that.
Is it?
Olberth?
I don't know.
He's a knight.
And he is X-Knight. He's a knight. He's a warrior. So you get to play as two of the eight different classes.
So I only got a chance to play as the knight.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've seen, the combat's very similar to Bravely Default.
Yeah, is that a bad thing?
No, it's a great thing. Bravely Default's combat was really good. The bad part with Bravely Default is that eventually it got way too grindy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess that's like for older RPGs, like that's something you would like to do. But like nowadays, it's more win.
And I think that nowadays everybody want to talk like they got something to say.
Yeah.
But nothing comes out when they move the lips. Just a bunch of gibberish because motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. And what do you think?
I don't know. I think we forgot about Dre.
Yeah, but he's got those beats. Anyway. Yeah, so the
no, you don't.
Huh?
No, he doesn't. Apple does.
Oh, and he's just a billionaire. So the combat is pretty, it's just turn-based, typical RPG, JRPG, turn-based combat, not timed or anything like that. You have your attack, your abilities, which with the dancer, with Primrose, are dark abilities. Mm-hmm. With the warrior, they're just like higher-end melee attacks. And then you have your items and whatever else. But the biggest difference is the boost mechanic in it,
which I think was like that. It might have been like the default system or something that they used in the Bravely Default, where you can like stock up on attacks. This was really good. Like the way it worked, it was really nice.
I kept I played through the entire demo for Primrose, and then I played I had difficulty with it because I kept forgetting that the boost system existed. And I kept thinking, so Justin, you have, every time you attack, you have this little ball that like this chain of balls that lights up, and you have like five of those, six, I think actually. And each turn you gain one. And what that means is that that's adding to your boost, and you can go, at least from the beginning, up to four times boost, which means that you get like this crazy aura around you, which looks super cool. And then you can unleash like this super powerful attack. So you can go boost times 2, 3, or 4 in the beginning.
Just one single attack?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can use that with an ability, and it will also crank up that ability. So if I wanted to use like this dark orb power that hurts all of the enemies, it would essentially do 4 times damage. And then you can choose, if you only have one, you can do it, you know, just times two. But basically they kind of want you to get as much boost as you can before unleashing the attack. So with Primrose, she's not a warrior. Her attack and her HP is much lower than what you get from the knight. So I twice died, and then I remembered the boost system, and that made it a lot easier, I guess. Yeah. But it is a very fun mechanic, and it looks very beautiful. It did make me realize, so after playing Rabbids and playing this, I do in fact hate HD Rumble while playing it undocked, because it sounds awful whenever it vibrates, because it's vibrating an entire tablet and it just goes like yeah, and it's just the worst noise. So I need to
so what did you think about the UI, like the whole, like the combat UI at least?
Very, very simple.
Yeah, I like that it was like simple, but at the same time, it kind of like, it has like this weird 3D effect where it's like your character's like right there.
Oh, yeah.
And like everything pops up more. And
absolutely.
But it kind of makes me feel like it's too modern looking
for the art style.
The art style, yeah. So, but I honestly don't know what they could do to make it match.
Yeah, and then if you go too much in the other direction, it's also bad. I was thinking, oddly enough, about the font.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a good font for this. You know, like you can read it, but you still get that sort of old school feel without the T's being too curly and stuff. Yeah.
That's how you are with font. And you're in your little bathrobe and your coffee mug. It's a good font.
Yeah.
It's a good font.
And then I drink it. I'm like, this is pure gasoline.
I like the boost mode you guys described to me.
Yeah, it very much adds a new layer to it. Is it just going to be a single? Oh, and they also have their own abilities.
Mm-hmm.
So each of the 8 characters has their own ability. With the knight, you can duel people. You can go up to someone, challenge them to a duel, and pretty easily destroy them.
Yeah.
I did kill a woman inside her house.
Now you have a house.
Yeah, now I have a house.
So. Now you have a property where you can store your loot.
And the Primrose, her ability is to essentially... what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, you like woo them.
Seduce them.
Yeah, there you go. Seduce. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
Coming through with the seduction.
Yeah.
You can seduce.
In high school, the seduction.
You can seduce like someone to come along and join your party. And you know, they're much weaker, have very basic attacks, but it helps you out to have that extra attack power, basically. And that adds a little part to it. But yeah, the boost system is really cool. Knowing that you can just amp up your boost, and you know, like, I'm going to fucking destroy everybody. And then when you do kill your enemy, they turn into like a mist and just sort of like float away. It looks very fucking cool.
The boost system reminds me of, Jose, do you remember playing Silk Road Online?
No.
No?
Wait, the Darknet drug website?
No, it was like
an MMO.
It was like an MMO, but they had like a demonic mode is where every time you got hit or you did damage, you filled up these little orbs under your character's like picture.
Mm-hmm.
And when you activate it, you turned into like this demon. And everything you did was like crazy strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it reminds me of the Demon Hunters and the Death Knights and what is it, Jose? Help me.
Wow.
I lost it. Yeah, wow. They get like a boost mode with certain attacks and they do amplify damage and stuff. Anything that like I guess reminds me of a boost mode, I kinda go back to like Dragon Ball Z, where they go like Super Saiyan or like Kaioken, and it's just like everything they do is like crazy overpowered. It's always really fun.
If you want to like give this a try and don't have a Switch, you could always buy Bravely Default, because that game kind of reminded me of Grandia, and I know you like Grandia.
I love Grandia too.
It reminded me of Grandia too, but with like a lot more streamlined mechanics to it. Oh man,
playing with my dick.
Okay, just making sure.
I can I Redbox it?
No, you can't. We can probably get it for like $15 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like I said, it gets too grindy. I've heard people play it and like get like 60 hours in and then be like, I got what I got out of it, and then just put it down and never finish it.
This did make me realize that the Switch will be the reason that I fall back in love with RPGs.
Yeah.
At least more, I'm still very much tied to more classic RPGs. I'm very excited for the next Dragon Quest to come out.
I'm hoping
pretty
it's
soon.
I think it's impossible not to be, but I could be wrong. I loved it when on the DS, and but this made me realize, like, this is what I needed to have the ability to play both on my TV as well as on the go, have it look really good, and spend some time with it. Because it makes me feel much worse if I'm spending 3 hours playing an RPG on the TV with my girlfriend sitting next to me.
What's this?
than to just have it and fuck around on the Switch.
This just makes me more upset that Secret of Mana isn't coming out on the Switch.
Yeah. I'm not too upset about that myself, but...
Yeah,
I understand. I wish the next Ni No Kuni was coming, but
on the Switch.
Yeah, but it's not. So
I think that'd be a great thing for it.
I think so. I think people will find it out. And I'm someone who doesn't necessarily care for people saying like bring everything to the Switch, because I wouldn't have thought of Doom or Wolfenstein 2. But there are some that just make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And before we know it,
like FIFA.
Yeah.
And 2K.
Before we know it, we will be playing Pokemon on the Switch and Animal Crossing on the Switch. It's going to happen, but that stuff will all really just work. But I think that was all from the Nintendo Direct, unless either of you can think of anything else.
Nope.
All right, so let's move on from the news and move on to a segment we call What Is? The first one is pretty... It ties into that pretty simply. What do you think was something that was missing from or you would have liked to have seen from the most recent Nintendo Direct?
I would at least like to see a teaser for the new Pokemon game on the Switch. Something, like a banner, like just to keep telling us that they're still working on it.
Has it ever been officially announced in any capacity?
Not officially announced, but like I think it was last Direct they said... Oh, and also, the Pokemon team is working hard on a mainstream title for the Switch.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, I want to know. I want to see a name or something. Or like a 3D model of a Pikachu or some shit. Like,
hey, it just shows Pikachu's feet.
Yeah.
And his five toes.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that.
All right. What about you, Jesse?
Mine was a lot like Jose's, a little glimpse of maybe a future Pokemon title. And then I also put... we didn't see much of their online stuff. They didn't say anything about the online capabilities that were supposed to be coming with the fall stuff.
Yeah, I don't think any of that will be presented until December.
Yeah.
And then there was, I would have liked maybe like a secret or an additional Zelda DLC little tease or something like that.
Yeah, they didn't talk about their champion DLC or whatever it is either.
They showed off like the amiibo stuff, like amiibo support, but that's really it.
And then I was like, well... You kind can always like, just like show Samus's gun and like from Metroid 4 and
get the crowd hype. Just like a first person thing and then just move out to the right and then Metroid Prime 4.
That was mine, because I am constantly thinking about how much fun I had with Metroid Prime on the GameCube, and how much I want to relive that. And I think if we can see how Doom will be, it can only get better with Metroid being a first-party title from Nintendo, with understanding the full capacity and capabilities of the Switch. And I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm hoping that game is fast. Like, as fast as, like, how Wolfenstein and Doom are.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, you're shooting, like, shit really fast.
But I do want more breaks in between, because it is an exploratory game.
Oh, yeah. Like, I want it to have, like, some sort of, like, that Alien Isolation feel.
Yeah.
Because Metroid Fusion had that.
Yes. In the 2D running way. From, I can't think of the name of it now, but
Bad
yeah.
Samus.
Yeah.
And like, cause the music in that was like, it would get like, it's super quiet at first, and then like something happens, and then it just gets like super amped up, and you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah,
just
like fucker runs through
violin,
walls.
Just like
yeah,
piercing
exactly.
your ears.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be good. I guess it wasn't a problem with Doom cause it's sort of the style, but the only respite you really get is when you kill everyone in a certain area and you go, I'm going to explore this little area, this little plateau. And then as soon as you jump off of that, you're in another area. So, I mean, that's just how the game sort of goes, but I'm hoping there's some sort of tense exploratory stuff in between.
That'd be great.
Maybe it'll be, and this is probably way ambitious, maybe it'll be like your ship is like your little hub, and you can go to different planets and explore.
I mean, maybe.
That'd be cool.
They usually like to stick to this space station. It got fucked up. Fix it. But, I mean, we'll see. My second question... for what is, which I don't think I wrote on the doc, which I don't know if I do that or not. It's been a while. Sorry. And I'll start with me because it's sort of a strange question, but what weird thing are you most nostalgic for? And I don't mean like a video game or something like that, but some people are nostalgic for like VHS tapes, cassettes.
I was gonna this doesn't have to be like strictly for video games, right?
No, it shouldn't be a video
game at all.
I don't
know, man. Like yesterday I had a weird thought when my dad mentioned Pick and Save. There's a store out in California. I was like, yeah, Pick and Save.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because mine personally was Yoo-Hoo, the classic chocolate drink.
Yeah.
They're still
out there.
Yeah. No, but I can't drink them.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I wish. But I thought about that and then tied it to the more recent memory of when we used to ride our bikes downtown. And
drink you.
Yeah, we would go on like 5-hour bike rides and then drink a chocolate
drink.
Chocolate water.
Hot sun.
But also that vending machine, I don't know if you guys remember, my special ability was to get two drinks for every one purchase.
Because you would just like slide your hand down and then slide it back up.
I would slide my hand down, slide it back up, and then go blah blah. And then we'd get two. And I think at one point they lost Yoo-Hoo, so we went to Snapples.
Yeah.
And we had to have someone like snatch the first Snapple out so the second one didn't shatter it because they were glass. But yeah, that's kind of mine. The other alternative, another drink was bug juice. I used to get a bug juice whenever every Sunday my parents would send me down to get a paper, Sunday paper for $1.25. I'd read the Sunday comics out of it, highlight stuff in the TV guide I was going to watch that week, and I'd grab a bug juice.
I remember the
little container things bug juice, right?
Yep.
Okay. To add on to that, I remember the little barrels.
Oh, yeah.
My parents would buy like in bulk from Sam's Club, and then I would just have like 40 in the fridge.
And like me, you'd use your front buck tooth teeth to pop holes in the top. And
I think mine was my like one protruding canine that I had to like push in. Yeah. And get all
Justin,
of them.
Justin,
I just peeled it off. What are you guys talking about?
Justin, he was like, oh yeah, my family, they just taught me to stab it in the side and turn my head and suck it out. They were like, shotgun this fucking barrel juice.
Learn yourself something for the future.
Be a man.
Oh boy.
Be a man.
It's not even like carbonated or anything. For
exactly. It's just like slowly
it's like
pouring
slowly
out.
Dripping.
See, remind me of Capri Suns. Like they're good in little qualities, but if you like try to combine two, then it's just like, this is really gross.
Well, I remember I cut open the tops of three Capri Suns and poured them in a cup.
You fuck.
I know. And they're just, it's clear, which I never think about, you
so,
know.
So, do you remember the Kool-Aid Jammers?
Yes.
How they were clear in the back and then you would be able to see that they were colored?
Yes.
But now they're not. Now they're clear. So now they don't make the bat clear anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just
clear. It bums me out. And I remember drinking it, and I felt like I was drinking, like, a bodily fluid. Like, it didn't feel like it came from a... Yeah.
I mean, Kool-Aid jammers.
Are Kool-Aid jammers are the thing where it's, like, a little twist top, right?
No, they were
Those are squeezers.
Squeezers? Yeah. I remember, like, the squeezers... It had this little pill that you dropped in it, and it changed the color.
I do remember that.
No, I'm gonna really cool. Open this wound up again. I miss push pops.
Do you want to tell that story about the push pops?
We can.
Yeah, go for it.
We snuck into Justin's house one day. No one was home, so we stole push pops and then hid in his closet. Yeah. His mom came in.
Yeah, your mom came home, and we were like, she might have a gun. I don't know. Like, or she's going to think we're going to attack her, which we were if, you know, push came to shove. But instead, we ate like six push pops.
Yeah, you ate all of the push pops.
Yeah.
Did we really?
And they
eat all
weren't
of them?
Mine. They were
no.
My
we ate nieces. All but like one or two. Well, here's the thing.
He
fuck
still talks
your nephew
about
and
it.
Niece.
They don't listen to the podcast, do they?
No.
Okay.
Good. Okay. So is yours pick and save or?
I guess. Let's just say pick and save.
What about you?
Mine from is. LA. Beast Wars Transformers.
Cool. Okay. That works. I had like one of the toys.
I remember having...
I want all of them.
Not Optimus, Megatron.
I want it.
Yeah?
You have it?
No. I think it's gone.
I'm just like, out of all the things that I get nostalgic about the most was I would always wake up in the morning and watch Beast Wars, and then I would always have the toys. And so I never had all of them, but I always wanted all of them. Because they were so cool.
I never had all of them, but I wanted all of them.
They're like Pokemon. You got to have them all.
Yeah.
And I never had Optimus.
Wasn't that one of like the darker ones where you find out that like it was the end of the world and like all the Autobots died out and it's like a terraformed Earth or something? And
well, yeah, like all the Autobots are gone. They go back in time to a prehistoric Earth.
So back in time.
Yeah. It's just nuts.
Do you guys remember the ending of the original Transformers series where we found out that Optimus Prime was Hitler?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The entire time.
That was weird, man.
Yeah, and he...
It was weird to see when you're like two.
And the fact that... I don't know if it's canon that he can grow facial hair or what, but that was a weird thing.
Yeah, robots with facial hair is weird.
Yeah, and he... I don't know.
It's like, damn, I should have sided with the Decepticons all this whole time.
Yeah. The Decepticons, they were going to do the same thing.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
face
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but not at the time.
They were going to wait. All right. So I guess that leads us to, final.
So is yours the same thing as Jose's?
No, I mean,
no,
it was
mine
those...
was the same thing kind of as,
yeah, mine was all those drinks I mentioned. Right, okay. I love drinks.
Mine was a fucking grocery store from fucking Compton.
And I think a big thing of mine is like, I only drink water, you know what I mean? And so I don't get these other drinks inside me anymore.
Oh shit, it wasn't pick and save, it was food for less. Oh,
you piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm a
with
piece
the
of
number
shit.
Four
pick and save used to be fucking Big Lots.
Yeah, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Justin,
what is being really tired, and then when you close your eyes you see stuff, and then when you wake up you're like, oh, that's still there.
You have pretty small eyelids.
It's because I'm Asian.
Yeah.
That's why.
Like, yeah. I didn't want to tell you. Like, wait, Justin, what?
Do you see?
I have a lot of, eyelid flaps and fudge, you know?
That's cool, man.
Wait,
people
so you mean just, like the little flap right here?
Yeah, like, you have very little excess eyelid skin.
Thank you.
You have quite a bit, and I have quite a bit.
So, like, if we close our eyes and then open it, you
do
can
you,
feel the lumps of our
do
eyelids.
Do you see us? Jose, close your eyes. Who has more eye wrinkles, me or Jose?
Jose, stop doing that.
Jose, stop it. He needs
Jose
to look
does.
At us. Ha, you stupid bitch.
I'm old.
Well, Jose, when he smiles, his eyes...
My whole face contorts
yeah, yeah,
into
whole
like
face
a weird
does.
Animal.
okay, Jose, what is?
Oh, man. What is... Fuck, man. I never think about this. What is I never think about this.
Okay.
That's why they're what is.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's like the proverbial something.
What?
What about you, Scott?
I think it's when you ask to be crunchitized and your captain just crematizes.
Boo-ee-oo.
Open the boat, please.
Oof.
Guys, let's buy a yacht. Anyway.
A yacht.
Yes.
Where are we going to put it?
Huh?
Where are we going to put it? We're landlocked.
Bro, you're landlocked. Get out of that fucking headspace and maybe you can see the world.
Don't you get a Taco Bell, man? Think outside the box.
Oh, jeez.
Run for the border.
Or is it outside the bun?
Bun.
Think outside the bun, man.
Think outside it, bro. So they used to be, so they had Yo Quiero Taco Bell with Carlos Alazraki, who played, he was on Reno 911. He was also that Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Then it was Run for the Border. Make a Run for the Border, rather.
What?
Yeah. You don't remember 90s, that?
Right? No.
That was 90s.
I'm going to pull it up.
I just remember the fucking
early, early thousands. That was after the dog,
what?
Wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure. Taco Bell, Make a Run for the Border. This says 1988, but it probably came back.
It came back 2012 came and they're back. Like, oh,
it was in the 90s. So Run for the Border was 78 to 94. So it would have been before the dog.
Okay.
It used to be Make a Run for the Border.
Like from Mexico to the US or vice versa?
No, to make the border is Taco Bell and okay. You want to run to it.
Fuck.
Yeah, and now their thing is something else. They had Fourth Meal.
Yeah.
Which basically said, hey, we know you're driving drunk.
Yeah, it was like, hey, we know you guys in America like to eat, so yeah. Come eat at 3 in the morning.
Guys, it's 2 in the morning. You guys are high. Just come get some Taco Bell. Yeah.
Like, get 50 tacos at 3 in the morning.
Drive under the influence and then pay $6 for 11 tacos.
which is a good deal.
It was literally drive too, because they closed at 11 and the drive-thru was open till 4.
Yeah. God.
Fuck, man.
I like coming up with a new thing just to say, I wanted to eat more. This is Fourth Meal.
For the meal in between breakfast and, or after dinner, but before breakfast.
It's deckfast.
Like it.
Yeah, buddy, I'd go to that party.
All right, so you've been listening to episode 31 of The Rat King. Remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, we're also on Google Play and SoundCloud, so follow us, rate us, review us, whatever. Leave us a 5-star review, and we will kiss the parent of your choosing. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcast, and send your questions, comments, corrections, and suggestions to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll probably do emails coming up. We don't get a ton because we're not a good podcast and we're not popular. But we'll get to those eventually.
I'll make you proud, Dad.
Yeah. So that's it for this week. I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Murguia.
And I've been Justin Stokes.
See you.
Bye.
Later.
This pack game's ass. Let me. This pack game's ass. Let me.